Psalms 147. I don't want you to close your Bibles, because I want us to read that verse every time I talk about a point. Okay? So don't. We're going to learn Psalms 147 by the time we leave this morning. Okay? Joshua, would you mind? I'm talking about praise this morning. Would you mind coming up when I call on you and praise the Lord for your family?
Sure.
Amen. All right. All right. It comes in my head. Barry, I'm talking about praise this morning. When I call on you, would you stand up and praise the Lord for something that he's done for you? Amen. Amen. Okay. Okay. You're saying, what is that guy doing now? He's walking around, talking to people. He's supposed to be preaching. He's just stalling for time, hoping the sermon will get longer or shorter or something like that. Not actually, but sometimes things just come to me, and I hope it'll be a blessing to you. Psalms 147, verse 1. Don't shut your Bibles down, because I want to read this verse at least 8 times this morning. Okay? It says, praise ye the Lord, for it is good to sing praises unto our God. For it is pleasant, and praise is comely. Comely means something that's always appropriate. Okay? Always appropriate. Let's pray. Father, we do thank you for the day you've given us, the opportunity to come to your house, to meet with your people. And Lord, we ask your blessing on us, but all those who are assembled throughout this nation and this world who are meeting in the name of Jesus, that are lifting him up in praise and worship, who are speaking the word of truth, expounding the word from the scripture. Let your word go forth and let it not return void. Let there be a great revival take place in our hearts and all around the world. And Father, we know and realize that you are the only hope for the world. Help us to stand with you and work, serve, pray all the things that we should be doing. Carry that burden. And Lord, we ask that even here this morning, that your spirit will be here and you'll touch lives. For these things I ask in that mighty name of Jesus. Amen. I want you to know something else. Psalms 147:1 is a command. It's not a suggestion. It's not a request. It's a command. So we're commanded to what? Praise the Lord. In every situation. It has nothing to do with whether you feel good that day or anything like that. It has nothing. In every situation. Sometimes these things overpower me. In every situation, Lord, I want to be grouchy. I want to show people I'm just full of disdain for whatever it is. In every situation, I'm supposed to be praising the Lord. You know, it's hard for me to praise the Lord in every situation. It's not hard for me at all to gripe in every situation. But listen, I'm going to stop here and tell you something that will surprise you, as it did me years and years ago. This is a fact. You can go back and you can look in those concordances and things like that, and you'll find out that the Bible, the Word of God, the Scripture, talks about praise more than it talks about prayer. That's amazing to me. If you would have gave me that, quiz and said, which one gets talked about more in the Scripture, I would have said prayer, most assuredly. Which one gets talked about more in the Scripture? Heaven or hell? Hell. It's amazing, isn't it? Well, listen, the principle is to praise the Lord in every situation. Praise the Lord when you have good health. When everything's working well for you. Praise the Lord in that. But we also need to be praising the Lord when things aren't going our way and things are difficult and maybe there is not good health. Maybe there's a terrible struggle going on physically. We're still to praise the Lord. We're supposed to praise the Lord when we get up and we rise up to go to work. We're supposed to praise the Lord for that. And of course, sometimes we are reminded kind of in a backhanded way that, you know, when you don't have work, you're thinking to yourself, oh Lord, that I had work. I'd like to have that job that I never even liked back again, Lord. That would be wonderful. So listen, when trouble comes, when we're in a desperate situation, you know what we need to do? We need just to praise the Lord in every situation. Situations can bring us momentary happiness. Something good happens to you. You find $20 taped to the side of your window in your car. Okay, that's pretty cool. I like that. But when we obey God and the God of the Scripture, He commands us to praise Him in every situation. Our eyes are to be directed from the situation, which may be good, may be bad, may be horrible, may be hurtful, to God Almighty. So we're supposed to take our vision off the situation, whether it be good, bad, or different, and put it onto God. Proverbs 4 says this, let thine eyes look straight ahead, and let thine eyelids look straight before thee. So what is he saying? He's saying, fix your eyes upon the Lord. Ponder the paths of thy feet. Give cheerful thought, and let all thy ways be established. Turn not to the right, nor to the left, and remove thy foot from evil. Amazing, isn't it? It's kind of like that old song that says, turn your eyes upon Jesus. What's it say? Look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will what? Grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Praise the Lord in all situations. Hard to do. Hard to do. Psalms 113:3 says, from the rising of the sun to the place where it sets, the name of the Lord is to be praised. The Bible is literally filled with example after example where the praise of God's people release the power of God to work in a marvelous and wonderful way. We were looking at Moses a little bit in our Sunday school class this morning with the children. We were talking about Moses and the you know, a baby in the bulrushes and all those kind of things. And then we began to talk about the plagues came as Moses went to Pharaoh and said, you know, to Pharaoh, let my people go. But he didn't want to let them go. You know, some of the things, the plague, the water turned into blood. The Nile River, of course, was a god. And so all those actually are gods. Every one of the plagues are an attack upon the gods of Egypt. But one of them is a plague of frogs. Now, I've always thought to myself, well, little cute little frogs hopping about. What could that be a problem? Well, I have to think a little harder, don't I? What if you woke up in the morning and there was one sitting on your chin? One licking your ear. Did frog lick? I don't know. It could be a very pesky thing, that's for sure. Psalm 66:30, verse 3 says, how awesome, how terrible are your works. Let all the earth worship thee, and we shall sing. In the midst of praise, God manifests himself, and the enemies of God and the enemies of God's people, there's conflict, there's unforgiveness, there's strife, there's heartache, brokenheartedness, pain. All these must flee from the eyes of God's people when we praise the Lord. They melt away. And praise, of course, reveals our dependence upon the graciousness of God and his mercy. So I have 8 things I want to share with you this morning about praise. And I've already said, number 1, that praise gets our focus off ourselves and on our strength, back upon the grace and the mercy of God. We live in a self-ish world. We live in a selfie world. I don't know how many times I've seen that on some kind of news program where they're showing somebody. I think this one particular time, these people were at the Grand Canyon, and this girl steps over the little barrier thing to get closer to the edge so she can take the selfie of herself at the Grand Canyon. And what happened? Wow. And I saw another one. It wasn't the same time or anything else, but it was very similar. I don't know where it was at. Some place where they have these big pinnacle rocks or something like that. And I'm telling you the truth. You'd never get me up to the top of that rock, no way. This is about high enough for me. And, of course, this person's standing on this rock. I mean, you know, it's just towering. It's spectacular view, I'm sure, and all those kind of things. And they take out their phone. And they begin to get themselves, whoop, over the side. Friends, listen, we know it, but life is not about us. As human beings, we're prone to be selfish in our lives. We're prone that way. Psalms 150 says, praise him for his mighty deeds. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Did you know that yesterday in Washington, D.C., there was a prayer march? Did you know that? Franklin Graham had called for and asked people to come to Washington, and they were going to go from one particular place, and it had 19 stops. I tried to make a map of that. My computer refused to do it. The devil inhabits computers, I guess, too. Those kind of things. But I thought to myself, isn't that fantastic? I haven't heard a thing about it since. I didn't really think it probably would. The news people have a way of not really focusing on something good like that. So I don't know if there were 10 people there or 10 million. I have a feeling there was probably hundreds of thousands at least. And Franklin had asked them that as they move from one particular place to another, that they pray. And then he said something that was a little bit different. He says, not silently, out loud. Pray as we move from one section to another. Pray as we go. Let the world know that the church of the living God has shown up. Yeah, I like that. Yeah, we're supposed to show up. And we're supposed to put forth the praise of our great God and Savior, the Lord Jesus. We're supposed to do those kind of things. So, we need to take our eyes off our problems and ourselves and praise God in all situations. Number two, praise brings us to a true place of humility. And I've asked a couple of folks to help me this morning. So, and of course, like I said, I'm sitting right there and I'm thinking about this. Oh, whoa, 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 whoa. So, Joshua, would you come forth? And I asked Joshua to come forth and share a praise this morning.
Praise the Lord. God is good.
Amen.
All the time. So I want to just thank and praise my Lord and Savior this morning for all the wonderful things He is to us. He's been a Jehovah Jireh. He's been Lord our provider. And I just want to thank and praise God for Rose, Daniel, and Caleb, both of our miracle babies. And I want to thank God in this pandemic that I have a job when so many people don't have. I'm extremely grateful for that. I am thankful that I have a family, and we pray with Psalms 91 every single day, and God has kept us from this pandemic, and I pray for all of my, not a single, I think every family in this world has been affected in a way or the other. Unfortunately, my sister's family is one of them, And God has kept them by his mercies and is still keeping them safe in the pandemic. Amen. So praying for them in India also for their healing. Friends of mine in Boston, both of them have been affected. So a lot of people have been touched by this, and the enemy is trying to put everybody down, but just praying for everyone's safety. And I'm just thankful that God is still on the throne despite all this. And I just want to praise and thank God for him being our Savior and him being God over all these things. So just want to thank and praise him this morning. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Joshua. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. And that, number three, I would draw your attention to the idea that praise makes the enemy flee. In 2 Chronicles chapter 20, you have to kind of go back there and read the whole thing. But Jehoshaphat instructs the people. He said, begin to sing and praise the Lord. The Lord set an ambush against the men of Ammon, Moab, Mount Seir, and they were all defeated. It's amazing what God will do when we stop whining and crying and bickering and praise him for what he will do. It's amazing. And again, I put Ron on the spot. Ron, would you come up here and share something I asked you to share? I didn't specifically say anything other than I was thinking of Joshua and I was thinking of Rose and the babies. And, you know, you've got to look at these children. They're a gift from God. Oh, Lordy, they're a gift from God. We have those people who will take those gifts away. Ron, please, as the Lord leads you.
I give praise to God for opening my eyes to be able to see his love, his grace, his mercies, to see that how much he loves each and every one of us. He's given me opportunities in life that I could never have been worthy of, to be able to serve in different countries and different places to help his children to take and know that he loves each and every one of us, no matter what we are, where we come from. And I know that y'all haven't been able to meet me very much, but I always feel myself as always lacking in a lot of ways, and I know that through his sight that I can take and accomplish anything and everything through him. And I always lean in on him, and I give him praise for being such a good father and being able to take and reach out, and through the blood of Jesus Christ, let me have an opportunity to be in the kingdom despite my lackings. I pray that he'll always take note that I give him praise for the glory that he puts upon each and every one of us to take and be able to share his word. He's opened my eyes to the book of Ezekiel this fall, and it's just it's amazing how much through prayer that he'll take and open your eyes to be able to understand what he's saying. And he's talking about obedience and what the cost of lack of obedience would be. And I know that I'm very disobedient at times, and in doing so, with all that in place, I give him praise for being such a loving father despite my lack of obedience. And yet he's got a loving way to take put me back where I need to be. And trusting here with my church family is where he wants us to be. And so praise the Lord that we're here together. And despite all this stuff, this the virus and things of that sort, they call it pestilence in the Bible. And in doing so, despite those things, he's given us the strength and courage to still come and learn and worship and be faithful, be obedient, join unitedly to take and praise the mighty God, raise our palms to him. He is worthy.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rob. Thank you. What is this verse, 147? Praise ye the Lord, for it is good to sing praises unto our God, for it is pleasant and praise is comely. It is always appropriate, always appropriate. Well, number four I picked out, I said praise leaves no room for complaining or negativity. As I've said many times, there surely is that in my life. Sometimes I think to myself that I like to complain more than I do anything else, which is terrible. It's terrible. But the apple doesn't fall very far from the tree. And my dad was a little bit grumpy. And so me too, I guess. But we're supposed to not complain. And I want to praise the Lord this morning for guys like Franklin Graham. But you know, Brother Dean Morris, wave your hand, Dean. Brother Dean's pastor and has been for a great many years. How many, Dean? Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, yeah. So we praise the Lord for you, Brother Dean, and for Carol and your family. Wonderful. It takes a little something out of you. Brother Otis, wave your hand. Brother Otis is a pastor. How long have we known each other, Otis? We're getting old, I guess, aren't we? Yeah, yeah. But nevertheless, Otis is pastor, and of course the Lord has brought him here with us, and he works in all kinds of capacities, and we praise the Lord for him. Otis, do you have something you could share with us? Yes, that's right. Amen. Amen.
And I consider that a blessing. Mm. You know, because as I look around and I see people that have to wait in line for food, this, that, and the other, we haven't had to do anything. You know, because our God has provided.
Amen. 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 And we got our pastor here. Pastor, would you want to share something? Pastor Kim? You can say something. He said, "You've put me on the spot." Well, we praise the Lord for him, don't we?
Amen.
Amen. You know, I've tried to teach him almost everything I knew anything about music, and he's done real well with it, hasn't he? Amen. 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 And of course, I asked Barry to share something. So Barry's a pastor as well, but Barry, don't do it just yet. You can do it in a minute, okay? All right. All right. Praise leaves no room for negativity. Number five, praise drives out anything that should not be in our lives and replaces that with the presence of the Lord. And so we ought to be thankful for that in everything that we do as to what God has done for us in many, many ways each and every day of our life. Go like this. That's the Lord's air he just gave you. Yeah, yeah. Bless your hearts with it. Barry, you want to come up here? See, the good thing about something like this that is spontaneous, you don't have to get nervous because you don't know anything about it. Yeah.
Well, if you expect me to sing, not a good idea. There is a verse that says, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord."
Yes,
that applies to me. What about you?
Amen.
All right.
Definitely a noise.
You know, as Pastor Mike has been talking, I've been thinking, and that's not a good thing. But anyway, for y'all that don't know me, I spent 20 years as a hospital chaplain, developed PTSD, severe depression, and anxiety, and I wasn't able to work for about 2 years. And anyway, I praise the Lord that right now, as we're thinking about it, that I do have a job that I like. They give me a pickup truck. That's what I really like, is a little pickup truck. And they pay for the gas. Now, what I do is I check gas lines and gas meters. Now, you go into certain places, the gas lines are forever. There's nothing around you. And I get to the end of the gas line, and then, well, that's nice, but I got to go back. And by the time I want to go back, I'm thinking, I don't know if I'm going to make it. And then I had read somewhere, and, one thing to say is Lord, have mercy on me. Lord, have mercy on me. Lord, have mercy on me. I mean, it sure beats thinking, boy, that's a long way back, you know. It just makes it easier.
Amen.
As far as, and that's a praise because, you know, people have developed that and God has used that for them. And as far as my journey, it's not been a pleasant thing, but I praise God for joy.
Mm-hmm. Joy is not just joy, but joy is my wife. Lady sitting back there in the back. All right.
Yeah. We got married in Ripley, Mississippi, and I don't think she understood where we was going to go, but, well, halfway around the world with the Air Force and ended up here, and we didn't even know where Fort Wayne was when we first started. Didn't care either, you know. Yankee Land's all we knew, if anything. But got put through a lot. Yeah, duh.
Yes, sir.
She's Amen. Still there.
Amen.
God only knows why, but she's still there. And she is my Proverbs 31 wife. And I think many women would have left, and I wouldn't have blamed them. But I've got a good and wonderful support system. Not only Joy, I got y'all, I got my children. And Pastor Mike lives, we live in a rough neighborhood. He lives across the street from me. So there's much, I mean, I'm out of, I'm healing day by day. I wish God would just say, you know, be healed and be gone. And for whatever reason, he has not chosen to do that, but little by little. So.
Amen. Thank you, Barry. Thank you. Amen. Amen. Number six is praise invites God to be among his people. Over in Psalms 22:3, it says, God inhabits the praises of his people. So what we need to understand is that when we're in that place of praise, there's no other room for anybody else to be there. Satan has to go. God is the center, and he's the picture there. And, of course, remember over in 1 Peter, I've said this a couple weeks ago, but Peter tells us that we're a chosen generation. That's you and me. We're a royal priesthood. We're a holy nation. We're a peculiar people. Surely that applies to us as Baptists, doesn't it? That we should show forth what? The praises of him who's called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. Number seven is when we praise him, our strength is renewed. It's kind of fuel for our hearts and for our souls. Situations change, but God never changes. And I didn't ask Dennis to do this a minute ago, but we were talking about Wednesday, and he was praising the Lord. And so, Dennis, say something about praise.
When God saves you, he fills you with praise. You can't help but praise him.
Amen. 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 And you can praise the Lord that, how many points did I say this sermon had? Eight? You were thinking to yourself, oh my goodness, he's going to be here all day long. But we're already on eight. It's not even 11:30 yet. So praise the Lord, right? For he is good. Yes. The last one is praises pave the way for God to work in our lives in what we would call miracles. I said last week, wouldn't hurt to have a miracle. several things that were on my mind when I said that, but nevertheless, it's always appropriate, and God is always willing to work in ways that are beyond our comprehension. Almost everything that God does, well, sometimes when we understand it, we don't understand it. God works like that in marvelous ways. You know, one of the things that I enjoy in the morning on Sundays is working with the children, because there's such a sweetness, there's such an innocence there, there's such a trueness. You ask them something, they're going to tell you. And they're not trying to suck up to you or anything like that. They're just telling you what they think about whatever you ask them. And most of the time, it is just, you couldn't tell them to read a script better than what they tell you. Because God is real to them, and he is this gracious God who deserves all the praise that we can give him. And they do so readily, unreservedly. What a marvelous thing that is, that God does that. God has worked in our lives in many, many ways. And I want to praise the Lord for these pastors that we have in our church. I want to praise the Lord for these music people that we have in our church. They're just outstanding. They play, they sing, they do all these marvelous and wonderful things. I want to praise the Lord for the things that you guys do individually, working around the church, doing all kinds of things. I don't have to round somebody up and say, hey, could you do so and so? It's being done almost before I can even think about it many, many times. So I want to praise the Lord for this congregation, Calvary Baptist Church, that I've been able to pastor being here with you these low many years. Now, you tried to fire me a couple of times, but you didn't make it. But nevertheless, it's always been good. It's always been good. I remember one time years and years ago when I was under, I thought, some severe pressure, and I told my wife, I said, I think I'm just going to quit. Let's just move out to DuPont Road out there someplace. There's a whole bunch of new houses out there. We'll just start a new work out there. And I was just blabbing to her all these cool things. I was talking to her about, you know, what we need to have is a pulpit that looks like a ship. You know, I had all this weird stuff in my head. And I was telling her all about this stuff. And I was just excited about just quitting this church. Lord, let them go their own way. They're just sheep who just will not say obedient. That's not in their vocabulary. And you know what she said to me? She said, did you pray about that? You mean I have to do that? I had it all planned out. You know, I'm taking my leave fairly well, you know. She said, maybe it's not God's will that we go to DuPont Road and do all these things that you're talking about. Maybe it's God's will that you stay at Calvary and you pastor the church that God has called you to pastor. Wow. Sometimes truth just hurts, doesn't it? It just hurts. Now, I'm sure some of you would probably say this morning, man, I wish you'd have left, man. That would have been great. We'd have had a good guy by now. Yeah, I understand that. I understand that. Listen, praise ye the Lord, for he is good. Sing praises unto God, for it is pleasant. And praise is always right. It's never wrong. It's always right. I think we have lots to praise the Lord for. We really do. We really do. We are most blessed. You're most blessed. Thank the Lord for it. Heavenly Father, as we've come here today to be in your house and your people and worship you, Lord, we do want to thank you. We want to be a thankful people. We want to be a people of praise. And there's much that we can praise you for. Much. But Lord, we also would ask that you would intercede on behalf of our nation. Lord, we do live in desperate times. And the consequences that hang in the balance are real. And we praise you for what you will do with your people as you move through us to touch again the world around us. in Jesus' marvelous, mighty name. Amen.